Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 134 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Don Acres. We'll begin by recognizing what we are, and from this truth, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we take a moment to ask why we remember our devotion to knowing the truth. Taking a few deep breaths to quiet into our position, allow the body mind to relax into the next few minutes. And it's curious which comes first, the quiet mind, and then the remembrance of the truth? Or is it the remembrance of the truth that brings the quiet mind? We start with a self-honesty about where our attention is at this moment, right now. Noticing what is distracting the mind, pulling it away, out into the world. Starting by scanning the body for what body sensations are distracting. Not wanting to change it or judge it, just noticing what is distracting, what pulls the attention. And then noticing what thoughts are in the mind, pulling attention away, out into the world. Again, just having self-honesty and being the observer of it, noticing what is there, not fixing it or judging it, or even claiming it, just noticing. And and what mood or emotions are distracting you away. Simply noticing. Noticing as a scientist. Not getting attached to what you're noticing, just simply noticing. There's nothing wrong or right about any of what you're noticing. It's just simply what is there, in awareness. And letting it all be there just as it is. They're over there, and you're here, the one aware of being aware of them. You can stay here and continue to simply be the awareness, aware of what's coming into awareness. Letting it all be there, just as it is, not following any of it. You may experience a quieting of the mind, or you simply may experience simply being aware that the mind continues. Letting it be there just as it is. Building the strength to be simply the awareness. And now turning inward, looking at the awareness itself, and realizing that you are the awareness. You are that which is aware of being aware. That's what you are. In recognizing that you are the awareness and you are aware of being aware, aware of your existence as awareness. Recognizing there is no self other than this awareness. Recognizing that all the stories that may be coming into the mind, which you are simply observing, that these stories aren't something you can claim. You can't claim them as being you. Nothing that is in your awareness you can claim as being you. Only the awareness of being aware can you claim. And so there's really nothing to think about. Except being aware of being aware. And even this thought melts into simply being awareness. Fear is an obstacle because fear says stop. Whenever you look at fear, notice that its message is stop. Then ask yourself, if you want to stop, what is fear trying to stop you from? Look at that too, and see if you want to stop. Look to see if you want to listen to fear. Given from our Holy Spirit. Fear is an obstacle because fear says stop. Whenever you look at fear, notice that its message is stop. Then ask yourself if you want to stop. What is fear trying to stop you from? Look at that too and see if you want to stop. Look to see if you want to listen to fear. fear is an obstacle because fear says stop. Whenever you look at fear, notice that its message is stop. Then ask yourself if you want to stop. What is fear trying to stop you from? Look at that too and see if you want to stop. Look to see if you want to listen to fear. Fear is an obstacle because fear says stop. Whenever you look at fear, notice that its message is stop. Then ask yourself if you want to stop. What is fear trying to stop you from? Look at that too and see if you want to stop. Look to see if you want to listen to fear. Thank you. Thank you for joining for quote 134 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.